But my hunch is that we're actually invited in this moment to actually do something rather than sit here and hypothecate about how the world is falling apart and how we can't do anything about it because the powers that be are the powers that be. I'm going to tell you this story because it's an important story. After my speech, that 4'8" Armenian Christian woman who was sitting with the Expediency Council in the government offices in Tehran, and you heard what I just said, a woman, Christian, in the Islamic Republic of Iran's senior leadership, which is a mind bender if you believe any of the cover stories and propaganda. None of that theoretically even can exist if you're in the Bush administration at the time. But that woman came up to me after my speech and she opened up her purse, and in her purse was an Easter egg. And she said that since 1979, she had waited to celebrate Easter with someone from the United States. And so she came and she gave me this beautiful filigree egg. And it was painted with gold and all kinds of ornate trappings. And she gave it to me and she said, "Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me celebrate Easter with you on this Easter Sunday." And I said, "Would you mind if I took the egg and I took it up to the top of Darabon Mountain?" For those of you who have been in Iran or know about Iran, you know that Tehran is this gorgeous city sitting nestled in the valley below Darabon Mountain. And she said, "Sure." And I took it up to Darabon Mountain, and I took the egg, and I built a cairn, and I put the Easter egg on the top of the mountain in a cairn. And the reason why I did that is because I knew that what was going to happen when I got back to the United States is I was going to be invited to the hospitality of our government. And I was. And the cool thing was, I was able to give them all of the information about how horrifically terrible I had been treated and how miserable it was and how the kebabs are amazing and the pistachios are crazy and the women, my God, beautiful beyond belief. And I got to the end of the story, and I had one more story, and I told him the story about the woman in the Easter egg. And to his credit, Andrew Card, and I don't say much good about the Bush administration for very good reason, for those of you who know me. But I will tell you that the chief of staff, Andrew Card, came up to me with tears in his eyes after he heard that story, and he said, "If our intelligence has it impossible for a 4'8" Armenian Christian woman to be in the Expediency Council chambers of Iran, then the rest of our intelligence has to be questioned." Mm-hmm. Now, if a 4'8" Armenian Christian woman with an Easter egg can block an offensive, preemptive nuclear strike on Iran against the powers of the United States, UK, and Israel, I'm going to tell you that a room full of people like us can change a hell of a lot more than a leaky reactor. And it's time for us not to sit here like sheep. It is time for us to say, if some of us have solutions, think about the value of the conduit of not trying to put our flag or our ego or our identity on top of something and realize that this is time for humanity to stand up as humanity and solve humanity's problem and let the politicians do with it whatever the hell they want. Because it's not about them, it's about us, and it's always been about us. There is no catastrophe except the catastrophe of our conscience. Let's use this moment to stand up for humanity.
Thank you.